If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world we all share. Today, I'm going to share with you another insight of advanced perception, the absolute necessity of recognizing foolishness, and in the troubled times upon us, that's vitally important if you not only want to survive, but thrive. Just a brief message for my European listeners. I just wanted to sincerely thank all of you for listening, especially my cousins in the UK. Your Scot-Irish cousin here in the Pacific Northwest of America understands the situation well. Be strong, be proud, fly the colors. Now, before I really get going into this, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. What I'm about to tell you is coming from a realist point of view, and if you're unfamiliar with that, realism is simply stating things, well, as they are, something which apparently is severely lacking in contemporary society. So I don't sugarcoat anything, I drop a lot of F-bombs, or use any other language that I feel is appropriate to express, well, my emotions. So if any of that offends you due to your porcelain sensibilities,
that he uses bad words and I'm turning it off.
Well, then please do so and go somewhere else and you can listen to some other good intended gibberish, but you won't find it here. That's not what I do. So bearing that in mind, now I can go forward with the message. There is a difference between stupidity and foolishness. As the old saying goes, you can't fix stupid, but you can fix foolishness. But in order to fix foolishness, first of all, you have to have folks that look at something and think a little bit and say, well, gee, I guess that is kind of foolish. But with a stupid person, nah, it ain't going to happen. And hence the reason you can't fix stupid. But for those of you who are not stupid, there's hope. So what I want to talk about is people that are using many acts of what you might say are avoiding harsh realities just to, well, make themselves feel better. And to a certain extent, I mean, that's normal because, well, that's something else that people do. I mean, we all do that, and hell, drugs and alcohol are a clear indication of that. And also, on top of that, you might say there's a hell of a lot to be, you know, turned off about, let's say. So with situations that you are in and you have no control over, then yeah, I mean, that's really bad. There's nothing necessarily stupid or, you know, foolish about it. Sometimes you can be in those kind of situations, and your only hope, if at all possible, especially if you have the foresight, is simply to get the hell out. It doesn't matter if it's family you're with, or friends, or anyone, or a city, or a country. If they have collectively lost their minds, if at all possible, hopefully you will get the hell out. So, with that in mind, only you can answer that for yourself. You see, and just one other quick side thing that I would mention here, I have to put out what I'm saying into to help people, but in the broadest sense possible. I mean, think about it. Realistically, there is no way I can help you with your individual circumstances if, I don't know your individual circumstances. We haven't talked. So that's why, you know, these things are put forth, these bits of information, episodes, what have you, are put forth for that reason. And they're put forth with the hope that, well, you got a problem, you know how to reach me. Now, bearing that in mind, what I'm going to talk about here is foolishness, which can be changed, altered, or removed, and stupidity. Now, if you're dealing with a situation or people that is truly stupid, as I said before, not a whole lot you can necessarily do about it. But in the case of foolishness, there is something you can do about it. Foolishness and stupidity, you could call them kind of, sort of, kissing cousins. But there's a very good probability that those that are foolish will probably, although they can, you know, appear to be, but they could probably never become stupid. And the stupid, well, they'll probably always be stupid. But you are considered foolish or a fool or what have you if you do and or associate with foolish things. And what I'm defining as a foolish thing is anything that takes up your time that is not directly beneficial to you in a practical manner. It doesn't always necessarily have to mean money, but it should actually practically improve your life in some manner. So you could argue, for instance, that going out and seeing a concert or going out, seeing some form of entertainment, well, that's beneficial because, you know, it's a stress reliever and well, that's what it is. And I don't have any problem with that. But there is a fine line between stress relieving and avoidance. And I'm talking about activities which are clearly avoiding the necessity of approaching life intelligently to improve your life. So, pure example of that, for instance, would be video games. Now, I realize there's a hell of a lot of guys out there, maybe even gals, who play video games and they're, you know, in their late 20s, late 30s, some in their 40s. That's being foolish. Video games at best should be played maybe until you're about 12 years old. And then you're supposed to put the joystick or controller away and get on with your life and do what you do, what you need to do in order to improve your life and or survive. Because here's the thing, of all the time, which is the most precious commodity, of all that time that you're wasting, there are the smart people who aren't. They're not playing video games, they're not watching sports 24/7, sitcoms, or anything else which is meant as a distraction, as an entertainment to placate you into doing nothing. They're not doing that. They're making the money. They're getting the property. They're doing the things that need to be done so that, you know, when you hit the golden years, whatever you may determine that to be, you're not sitting on a pot with your finger up your ass with nothing to show for it because you were worried about, you know, gaining a high score on some incredibly important video game. And video games or sports obsession, that's just, again, a tip of a very big iceberg. And it's not there by accident. Just as they learned from Rome all those centuries ago, it's easier to placate masses of people with entertainment than it is to actually address their needs. So what's happening is that as everything dwindles and you have less and less and less, you own less and less and less, and you stand around perplexed. And then everybody wants to look at the government. And that no longer is what our government is here for. The government is not here in reality to take care of you. The government, its new job is handed out by their corporate owners, is to placate you, to give you lots and lots of bread and circuses, and maybe even some public assistance here or there. In other words, just eke them out. Just let them get by on their, you know, their panny-anny bullshit jobs just long enough for us to continue taking what is important. They're so busy, he'll never notice. And that's what's really going happening. So, I mean, if you turn around, it's 10 years later, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 50, and you still don't have a pot to piss in, don't blame the government, because the government was sold out a long, long time ago. We don't have a government per se. We have an oligarchy. And so because of that, they're not concerned about fairness or ownership, particularly not interested in you owning anything. You don't own your house until, well, that's the irony. You don't own your house even if every last dime of the mortgage is paid off and you get some sort of deed to this property. You don't own it then either, because try not paying your, you know, property taxes for a year or two and see what happens. But that's a subject for another time. My point of this relatively short episode is, do not engage in foolishness. And probably as a consequence of that, don't spend your time with people who do engage in foolishness, because once again, it's just going to, you know, drag you down. And in the conclusion of what I want to say is this: stop using vicarious identification in your day-to-day lives and then sitting around bitching and complaining because you don't have anything. Because the simple truth is as simple as the old phrase itself. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions about this or any of my other episodes, you can reach out to me via my contact link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, besides hitting the subscribe button, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.